Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Yes. Hey, how you doing? Yes. Okay. Yes. You don't need to. No, it does. A GC8, a dry sump on. Oh, you got a thick radiator. Okay, how thick? Thick. Right. So I've got a 40 mil Coil rad here. I'm staring at right now, with GC8 fans on it, which are factory, right? And to the dry sump pulley, I've still got probably 15 mil. And that's and but have you actually tried it? No, I'd try it, mate, because this radiator's sitting a finger's gap away from the rad support panel too, which you can modify your rad support brackets a little bit to bring the radiator closer to the rad support. Yeah, just manipulate it, mate. In terms of which part, James? Sorry, mate. Yep. You can use spell fans. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're great fans. Yeah. No, not that. No, we don't have anything. We sort of custom make things to go. Normally, if it's getting a spell fan, it's a race car and it's a big single. But you're running doubles. Yeah, we normally go a big single because they only need fans when they're in dummy grid, mate. If your fan's kicking in whilst you're driving, you got problems. Yeah, correct. Yeah. You can, but then I'm not a big fan of it. That's up to you. You can do that. Correct, yeah. Wouldn't touch them. I wouldn't touch them even if they gave them to me for free or paid me to fit them. They're fucking shit. They are shit. All junk. Radiator's junk. Fans are junk. Yeah, but you got to think about it. You're talking about that big Mishimoto steel shroud, right? Aluminium shroud. Think about how much radiator surface area that's actually blocking when you're driving. Good for when the fans are pumping at idle because it's forcing all the air through the fan. But when you're actually driving, you're restricting a huge surface area through the core of the radiator. That's terrible. I wouldn't be doing that. If you're going to do spalls, make some nice little brackets, run some spalls on it. If not, you're probably getting a bit carried away. I'd just run GC8 fans. We run GC8 fans in all our cars. But why do you need these fans? Why don't you just leave the factory GC ones on? Nah, you're wasting your time, man. Nah, you're wasting your time. Just make it work. If anything, your radiator's probably overkill for what you got anyway. To be honest, right? You can step the size of the radiator down. Go and buy yourself a brand new Coil rad at 40 mil. It's tons. I've copped that in PWR too. I've copped more in PWR than I've copped in Koyo. Yeah, there you go. They actually didn't do that for me. I had completely opposite experience. No, it leaks through the core. Oh, there you go. Cool. Well, that's good. But that's about it, man. I don't have any more input on that, but the fans do work perfectly fine. Yes, the billet tanks. No, you always need an expansion bottle because it's always a recovery cap that you run. So you still need an expansion bottle. But if you got aircon on your car, you don't, do you? So right where the aircon pump sits, we actually make a bolt-on bracket that sits the header tank right where the AC used to sit. That's the overflow bottle. Correct. So that one has to stay because you run a recovery system, and so from the pressure cap, there's a hose that runs out to that bottle. So when the expansion achieves a certain expansion rate, it spits the water out into that bottle, and then when the car cools off, it sucks it back out of that bottle. So yes, you need that bottle. We don't normally, no, we normally run that because it's hidden out of the bay. No, there's people, guys make aluminium ones and stuff like that, but then they sit in the bay and they take up space. They don't look right. Easy, mate. We don't do the silver ones anymore anyway, so they shouldn't even be on the website. It's anodized. We just didn't find many people wanting silver ones, so we just kept with the blacks. You can get it stripped and re-anodized. No worries, mate. You're welcome. Bye-bye.